This is Twit.
So Leo, click on the first link and look at this weird picture. This is a new view in Teams that they're adding. It's called Together Mode Auditorium View.
And this is what when you watch a baseball game next month, this is what the crowd's going to look like.
Yeah. So it makes you see everybody in a common space. So instead of having individual windows where you feel disconnected and like I have nothing to do, now we're all in one big auditorium
together.
This is
what soccer games are going to look like in Spain.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing.
That does not work for me. I'm sorry.
I don't think it works for me either, but somebody else said, well, you're going to pay attention because you can see that everybody is looking at you, like looking head on at you, and they'll see if you're not paying attention.
Can I imagine them naked? Will that is that going to be a feature, a filter?
That is hysterical.
Could the gentleman in row 3, seat 7, please put on a blanket or something?
Wow.
Yeah, so what they did was they used AI technology, they said, this thing called AI segmentation technology, and they made it so that it feels like with a common background that you're all together. And the first view is this auditorium view, but they said in the future there will be other views, not just this auditorium view.
I want to do it just because it's funny.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe you'd like it. Maybe you'd get used to it. Can you get
it's
up from your seat
soon.
And walk to the podium? I mean,
I know. Right. Yeah. What happens then, right? If you leave and go get a drink of water or whatever, I don't know. Wow. Yeah. So this is going to start rolling out really soon to people with Teams and be generally available for everybody with a business account, I think, in August. So everybody's going to see this really soon.
That's amazing.
If you want this.
You guys, you're not going back to your office, just so we're clear.
Yeah, exactly, right?
That's never happened.
This is very, almost weirdly dystopian.
Like, it kind of is. This
is the future. We're all going to be in our little white cubicles.
Yeah.
It's so strange.
It's weird. Yeah. It looks very weird, but the first time you see it, you're like, I don't know. But they showed a view of it also. I didn't put a picture of this, but like in a classroom situation where you have kids who are in the classroom.
That looks a little more sensible to me.
Kids are inventive. They'll be doing like putting their fingers up behind other people and virtually flicking ears and stuff.
Yeah. So that's just one of the new features. They talked about a whole bunch of large gallery views.
I want to see the classroom. Actually, is that in there?
It won't be that far down.
I don't think it's in there. See that thing you're looking at now? It's a thing called dynamic view. So dynamic view just means you can arrange the meeting from your perspective to look the way you want more easily. You know, like when you have like a bunch of like either everybody's in a gallery view or you want to have some people bigger, you want to have people on the right.
That's handy.
Nice feature, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. But the one I'm scared of, I'll tell you, more than the auditorium view. They talked about adding support in Teams meetings for up to 1,000 participants.
Well, we need that. I hate to say it.
But how, though? Like, how is that going to work?
We do our all-hands meeting on Zoom or Meet right now.
Yeah.
There's only
how many people, though? 20 people.
I think maybe 20. But I just think there are companies that would like to do all-hands meetings.
Yeah. Probably Microsoft.
Yeah.
Among them. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so up to 1,000
participants. 1,000 people for interactive. It's 20,000 people for non-interactive.
To watch a presentation.
Well, if you're going to do that, 20,000. You could stream it on YouTube and a million could watch it.
You could. That's just more like a webinar kind of thing.
Yeah, you might want to keep it in the company.
Right.
Chat bubbles. This is something they already have in some other competitive apps and in Skype. They've got like, you know how chat right now in Teams is hidden? Like when you're in the middle of a meeting, you have to open chat. Like now you'll be able to have chat bubbles come up and so you can see what people are chatting about while the meeting has happened. I'm like, that could work or that could be super distracting. I'm not sure which I feel like that will be. But the most unusual one, and I wonder what Paul thinks about this, the Teams display stuff. So they're creating this new category of devices that to me almost sound like the Echo Show, except for business. And it's going to use Cortana. to interact. So you can do things like join the meeting, distribute documents, all these kinds of things. So it's like going to be this little mini display that's this next to your PC. And it's in a way like the next version. Yeah.
That part I'm a little unclear on, right? Because the line I got stuck on was they said that these things would integrate with Teams on your PC.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to call nonsense on that. That doesn't mean anything. The way I view this, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, if you look at their video of this, they show somebody with their PC open, and then they have this little Teams display. It's almost like a speaker next to it. So you're talking to that thing instead of your PC. Yeah.
Why?
It's like offloading some of the functionality to this, but I don't know. I don't know why it wouldn't be integrated into your PC. But yeah.
The way to view this, because I use a Lenovo smart display that runs the Google Assistant stuff that looks a lot like the
it looks like that ThinkSmart
device that we have a picture of somewhere. Yeah. It probably using the same basic shell. It could have a lot of the same interior. It's got a mic and speakers, obviously. Mm-hmm. Video, you can do video calls, whatever.
Yep.
This is just another way to do Teams, right? So I think that the integration, such as it is the same as you have if you're using Teams on your computer and Teams on your phone. The idea being that you're sitting in front of your computer, you've got Teams open, you've got your phone open, and Teams is on the phone, and you get a chat. Mm-hmm. If you answer that chat on your phone, it's marked as read on your computer. Of course it is. It's an online service. I think that's the level of integration, because this thing is it's just a hardware wrapped around a Teams client, you know?
Yeah, it is.
It's a standalone Teams client. Why on earth would I want a different device to do Teams when I'm doing, you know, if I'm sitting in front of a computer?
I know. Because Harman Kardon speakers didn't take off, that they're like, we still want to have a business speaker, right? and we want to have
I'm okay with this thing existing. I guess what I'm saying is I don't see using it when I'm in front of my computer.
Yeah, yeah. You know? I see what you're saying.
And I'm trying to imagine like for an individual, because you have to have some way of signing into this. It has to be you. It might be specific to you. You might not be able to share this with multiple people. I don't know. But presumably there are office scenarios where this would make sense, and then home scenarios, right? I mean, how disruptive would it be if you're sitting in your kitchen making dinner and your little Teams display lights up because someone from work wants to chat to you about some story you wrote.
Yeah.
And and now is this like another way like we have to deal? Now we get to work everywhere? You know, throw one in the bathroom. Maybe you want to have a chat while you're taking a shower or something.
Like, no, you make sure to shut off your Teams when you're doing that.